Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome to the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. You know, one of the things that both of us enjoy doing, and it kind of struck us as something that we should probably talk to other leaders about, is reading books. I think it's very true. Somebody said once that leaders are readers. And I have found that to be true in my life, that reading really helps me. And I know you have as well. You're not only a reader, but you're an author as well. But
so are you.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about reading. Why is it so beneficial for leaders?
I think for some leaders, they look at reading like their industry magazine. Mm-hmm. That's information, but reading can be fictional, historical. You have a lot of, you know, interest in the history books of past leaders worldwide, and you learn like some of the humanitarian things, the unique out-of-the-box things, sure, versus what you assumed. And I think a reader doesn't assume as much as someone who doesn't read.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that I like what you said about the industry. I think that it's important to know about your industry that you're in and read about that. But I think that you're going to find other examples that you can use from things that are outside of your industry, and it makes you a better rounded person.
It's a shape, isn't it? Round?
Yes.
Yes.
Round is, I'm in shape.
Yeah, exactly.
Round
is
a shape.
I think the challenge for leaders, particularly you all who are really busy, is sitting down and dedicating some time.
Sure.
And I probably have heard more than a couple dozen times a leader saying, I read in the morning, I read in the evening, I read in the weekend, I read, you know, at lunchtime, or I take a little break at 10. They almost intentionally put reading into their well-being.
Yep. Well, don't you think that, I think the people that say that they find it difficult to do that just haven't done it. But wouldn't it be true, like, say, an exercise program, if it's not a regular thing, you find it difficult until it becomes regular. And I think until you see the benefits on the other side, and then you go, oh, I'm going to make this a higher priority.
And maybe they never saw the benefit.
Could be.
One of the things I think I was told early on by, you know, mentors is read, because your vocabulary gets better. It gets deeper. It gets... maybe you find different ways to say things versus just repeating yourself. You pretty much know what you know, and you're just sharing it. Right. I think that's the interesting part, is what else do you have to share other than what you know already as a reader?
Sure. Yeah.
This is all I got.
Well, but I like that growing your vocabulary, and even growing kind of your own internal database of stories and examples, because I find frequently when I'm sitting down talking with somebody and they're sharing something with me that they might think I'm the only one that has gone through this before. Oh. And then you say, oh, you know what? Actually, I was reading this autobiography, or I was, you know, and did you know?
Right.
And you tell them a story. And I think that helps people go, oh, okay. So I thought that I was weird because I was the only one that experienced this. And then you can encourage them by saying, no, you're not the only one. Here's somebody else who went through this, overcame this, and you can too.
It sounds like reading is informational. You think about school, they give a textbook. Sometimes they're pretty gritty with
a little dry,
little dry, or they're not like, well, how does that apply to real life?
Sure, sure.
And I think that's the challenge with reading for a lot of people, is a type of reading. Mm-hmm. So you could have nonfiction. It can get a little heavy. And I'm not even talking about the Bible or a devotional. I'm just talking books on a shelf that you'd say, oh, I'll try that one. I wonder, Craig, for the leaders out there, the types of books that they might be looking to help themselves. Sure. What would you suggest, some categories or types?
Well, one of the things that, to be well-rounded, I found that I need to purposely plan, like, ahead of time what I'm going to read. I think that we could have a favorite author or a favorite genre, and when you're done with a book, that you just naturally go to your shelf and just go right to that same author or that same genre. I know, at least for me, that's what I do. So I have a stack of books on my shelf you know, most of my books are sitting up like this, but then I'll go through periodically and I'll pull out and I'll make sure. I'll say, okay, so here's an autobiography, and then I want to read, you know, a book that is going to help me in relationships with other people, and then I'm going to read, you know, and so I kind of have to think them out. And so then there's my stack of books there that I can go through and make sure that I'm, you know, not just getting stuck in a rut or getting stuck in one topic.
Listeners, that is a great idea. Yeah, so, okay, but how do you pick those? I know you said your shelf. Do you go on a website? Do you go to a bookstore? Do you go to a library? Do you look at lists of, you know, like so-and-so leader recommends these are his top 10 books? How do you add to your library?
Well, some of the books are, if I take recommendations, it has to be from somebody that I've seen the fruit of their life. Because I remember one guy in my life that he would quote from books frequently when he was speaking publicly. He would say, you know, in such and such book, this author said, and he would quote something. And I'd say, oh, this is kind of interesting. And then after a while, I realized when he was quoting from some books that I had read, that I'd go, I don't think that that was the context of that quote there. Well, when I had a chance to be in his office and look at his shelf, which were, you know, impressive as far as the volume of books there, when I pick up some books, you could tell that they had never been opened. And so he had the books there and was kind of like, you know, just getting Cliff Notes or getting something off of the internet, but wasn't actually reading the book. I want to read books that are recommended from somebody who the book that they've read is dog-eared and underlined, and they've said to me, hey, look at this passage here, and I really wrestled with this, and or I applied this, or I'm using this. And when I see the fruit in their life, then I say, oh, I'm interested in reading that book too. So I don't usually go like, hey, what's the top 10 list? Or, you know, this, you know, sometimes you'll see that, you know, here's Elon Musk's reading list. Okay, well, I don't know, you know, he's in a different place than I am. He's going to be reading different things that I'm going to be reading. So I try to take recommendations from people that I already know and trust.
I think for some of us, we like a type of book. Mm-hmm. Creative, fast reading. How to turn around a company, how to sell a company. Sure. You kind of just keep going to that. I really applaud people who, I just read this book. You might like it. It's kind of an altruistic book. And this one here, this is basically the new IRS accounting stuff where they're saying they're going after these kind of businesses with these 87,000 IRS agents. That's quite a difference.
Right.
Or creative meaning, you know, I was reading about this artist and I've heard of his story or her story. And then the next one is, maybe it's a historical on when Churchill, you know, led, and you're like, okay, that I really like the diversity.
Yes, absolutely.
How do we defend against going down to the same book type?
Well, I think sometimes you have to. So I'll give you a recent example for me. I was doing consulting with a company that was kind of set in its ways, and they're trying to make some changes. And I remembered back when IBM was going through a major change. They were going from, like, all we do is mainframes to we're going into other things. And they brought in a CEO by the name of Louis Gerstner. And after he had led this turnaround in IBM, he wrote a book called Who Says Elephants Can't Dance? And so I kind of remember that, and I said, I bet you there's some ideas in there. So I went and found that book, and I just wanted to say, okay, not that I'm consulting a business the size of IBM, but it was a large business for that business owner. It was a large business for me to consult with, but that gave me some ideas, some concepts, like, oh, so he was looking at this. He was weighing these things when he was making the. So I think that helps us, or, you know, wow, I'm really struggling with this relationship, or my team doesn't seem to be able to get past this one spot. I think that those kind of things can prompt our reading list as opposed to I'm just reading to unwind. Not that there's anything wrong with that, or I'm reading to de-stress. Okay, that's a healthy reason to read too. But I also want to stretch myself a little bit. And so sometimes it's going to be outside of my normal comfort zone.
Yeah.
But that's, that's how I pick books a lot of times, is saying, what kind of challenges am I dealing with? And somebody else has already gone through something similar. Let me learn from them.
You're almost speaking about a reader's or a learner's mindset.
Yes.
This is a free piece of idea. So I will often meet with someone and I'll ask them, what have you been reading lately? Mm-hmm. What would you recommend? Mm-hmm. And sadly, the numbers aren't real high on, like, 8 out of 10 don't tell them, they can't say, oh, these are the last 3 books I read this month. So then I'll ask, what would you like to read? So I kind of become a little bit of an instigator, yeah. You know, like, so if you're not reading, what would you like to read? A thriller. I said, you want some ideas or do you have some? And often they do. They have the book on their shelf.
Right.
So as we lead teams or maybe consult teams, which, you know, we like right. to do, and it's rewarding. Where does reading play in to your leadership development as an individual and as you lead others, lead your team? How could we use books, reading, that sort of initiative?
I found when I've been leading teams where if I will get a copy of a book for all of us and mm-hmm. I'll say, we're going to work our way through this. So like one time I did John Maxwell's book, The 21 Laws of Leadership. Another time I used his book, The 17 Laws of Teamwork. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, so let's everybody read chapter 1. And next week when we get together, we're going to kind of build on that. So we used John Maxwell's thinking to get the conversation started. And I had already kind of gone to my computer and outlined some things and mm-hmm. said, here's some questions that I could ask. That I discovered not only helped our team grow together, you know, because we're using a lot of the same language then, but that also prompted, I think some people kind of went, I never thought about reading this kind of way. Mm-hmm. And that really opened the door for a lot of them to begin to start reading on their own. So I think that we as leaders can help others discover that mm-hmm. whether it's, you know, like you did, asking a question, well, what would you like to read? You know,
well, it was easy for them to say, you know, I haven't read anything. And then phenomenal amount of excuses.
Oh, of course.
We're so good at those.
I'm so busy.
Yeah. And so I thought, you know, but I decided to ask that second question. Sure. So if you were going to agree to or try, what would you read? And it's then they think. They've already got the precursor answers to why I'm not reading.
Sure.
But you talked about Dr. Seuss earlier, and I found a quote from him on reading. I just love the poem. I mean, when he wrote sure. that, you think, that's a talented guy. So here's one about reading. The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go. I thought, that's us as leaders, right?
Yes,
we're not sitting in a chair in the office and that's all we're going to do that day. And as we lead or we develop leaders, you know, one of our goals as leaders, develop other leaders, where are you going? And I think books really open the mind and the heart to, I wonder what God's saying here.
Yep.
What did this author mean by that?
Yep.
How can I apply that to? So what are you reading?
You're asking me right now?
Yeah.
Well, as usual, I usually have, 6 or 7 books going.
Show off. Just an absolute show off.
Because but this is one of the things that I do is, you know, like I will have an audiobook that I'll listen to if I'm like working out at home.
Mm.
I've got another one that I have actually onto my Apple Watch. And if I'm riding my bike, if I'm going for a bike ride, I put on my headphones and I listen to that book from off of my watch. I have another book that sits in my office, another one that sits by my chair upstairs. I have a couple of them in my iPhone that I can pull up and read. So so I got them all over the place. So one of the things that I'm endeavoring to do is I would like to read a biography or an autobiography of every one of our presidents. And so I just finished not too long ago the autobiography of Calvin Coolidge. And that was very informative to hear that, you know, like from his own pen, his own perspective of the things that he went through. I'm doing another biography right now. I love I like history, but I also like the Detroit Tigers as well. So Hammer and Hank mm-hmm. Greenberg. I'm just finishing up his autobiography about his time. So I'm up to the spot now where he's kind of post playing career. And then he went into general manager and that sort of thing. So, but I just finished a relationship book by Dr. John Townsend called Who's Pushing Your Buttons? That was really good. He spent
Can it be a list?
Yeah.
It was, okay, gotcha.
It was really good at the beginning to basically say, first of all, what's the psychology behind a button pusher? The second part of the book was, what have I done to provoke the other person that now they're pushing my buttons? You know, kind of a little bit of a look in the mirror. But the bulk of the book was 7 strategies and resources that you can use for dealing with button pushers. What I especially liked about the book wasn't just like, here's how to navigate around this person or just how to like, all right, I got to cope living with them or being around them. But it was, no, I believe that this relationship can become productive and healthy.
Yeah.
What you can do that. And so so it's a variety of books that I'll always be looking at. I like reading poetry, just like you read Dr. Seuss. I think poetry flows in a different meter. And so it's not the normal way that, you know, when we read, we just kind of go like this. With poetry, it's kind of like read a line. How does this connect? You know, what is the phrasing, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think you have to slow down to read poetry, and it taps into different parts of your brain than just right. straight on reading. So mm-hmm. what about you? What have you been reading?
Well, during our pandemic, I made a goal. I think we even shared it. My goal for that summer when everything was kind of shut down, my goal was to read a bunch of books. I read 32 books that summer. What I do when I read, though, if it's a help book, not an autobiography or history book, like not an entertainment book, I'll take notes because mm-hmm. I find if I'm summarizing, it's my second time of learning them. And that has really been good. And I just put them in a book file and folder on my computer. And once in a while, I'll go back or if you want to, what was that point he made? Oh, that's a good quote. I could use that if I'm speaking or whatever. Book I just finished up, I've had actually a couple books on succession planning, having gone through some business sales and now helping businesses kind of figure out how to primarily transition smoothly.
Sure.
And those are, you know, are more factual, but some of the case studies are really helpful because they yes. remind, oh, that could happen. Yep. Wow, you know. Yep. My most recent habit is if I find a nice book that's not too niche, like I'm going to have a hard time finding someone who liked this book. There's a book called The Noticer from Andy Andrews, and he's got a really nice writing style. I'll probably buy a case of books every quarter, depending on if I find a pretty cool one. Another one I like is Go Giver from Bob Burke. But the Go Giver, I think I would like to maybe share for the listeners to kind of as we finish up, let's be a book giver.
Yes.
It's so easy to say, hey, can I take you out to lunch? And then you spend an hour and a half there, and whether you right. sell something or buy something or, you know, fix something, whatever. I like the book giver.
Yes.
You know, like just have books on the shelf that you, oh, I'm going to give you this one, you know. I think that's part of leading too, is it's inspiring without having to set the time. And so I've got a book, actually I got a book of yours that you wrote to a pastor I met in Holland, and I'm going to mail it to him. And I can use it as a calling card for you or a network builder. Sure. So books are just, you know, and most people will say, don't bring any more candy into the office when you visit us because we're right. already wrestling with, you know, Christmas size people, yes, you know. Yes. And so I think a book giver is just a great way to just share without being intrusive. Like, hey, read this book. Tell me what you think. You know, right. did you write it? I wrote it. You know, it's not personal. It's someone else's.
Sure.
But I think book giver is a challenge for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to build on something that you said about what you do with your notes when you're mm-hmm. reading. I think that's really helpful. Let me just share with you what I do something very similar. I highlight a lot when I'm reading. when I'm done with that, if it's a hard copy book, I will go through and I'll type the notes into my computer. If you use an Amazon Kindle, do you use a Kindle?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so if you do it on Amazon and you use your finger to highlight things, when you're done, a lot of people don't know this, but you can actually log into your Kindle account on Amazon, and anything that you highlighted in your Kindle reader will actually already be here in your computer. And so you can copy and paste it and save it into a folder. But then exactly what you said, because later on that'll come back to you, that you'll be like, I read something... and it was some, I remember the story was about a girl in Romania. And so then you just go to your computer, search for Romania. Oh, there it is. You know, I found that file, and you can pull it up and recall mm-hmm. those notes. So I think that that's part of, you know, don't just read it and then kind of, you know, goes in and right back out. But if you ponder it, if you take some notes, if you mm-hmm. highlight it, if you reread your highlights, or if you share your highlights or your quotes with somebody else, that's going to make it stick there right. a little bit more.
I think the highlight's an excellent one. I think, you know, taking notes, you can go back in your notes of a book you've read and you're like, huh, I kind of forgot about that. And then that will just send your mind racing with ideas and you're like, oh, these are little gems I forgot mm-hmm. about. And if you do read a lot, you do kind of forget where.
Yeah. Which book was that? What author? Especially if you're doing six books at a time.
Right. Exactly, yeah. I wouldn't recommend what he does. Just do what I do. Put one book. But when I was on the road building my business, I would take a book and put it in my car.
Yeah.
Sometimes you show up early. Once in a while, if you have a full day, the appointment delays or cancels. What are you going to do? You know, go to the grocery store? I'm going to drive back right. to the house and, you know, groceries that are, you know, spoiling. So I would bring a book.
Right.
Put it in the car. I didn't get to read long, but it also kept me from just listening to the radio.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I will tell you, friends, that just keep your eye out. There's an excellent book that you will have access to really soon that's called Sage Advice. That was written by this handsome fellow over here. And it's in the final stages. It's going to be coming out soon. And so come back here. We'll for sure be blowing trumpets and letting you know when Sage Advice comes out. It's an excellent book. I say that completely unbiased. It is an excellent book. But we want to be able to continue to invest in you. So there's a couple different ways that we want to stay in touch with you. You can go to our website, maximizeleadership.com. Harrison did a little remodel on our website, and so you can find the things that we're working on. So blog posts that both of us write. One of the things that I share frequently is quotes from books that I've read, and so you'll see this stream in there of these different things, and you can follow along with us outside of our regular broadcast. But there's also a page in there about our coaching huddles. If you're interested in sitting down with us in a small group, a small coaching huddle, fill out the form on there, and we'll get back to you, and we'll give you some information on that. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. It's at Maximize Podcast. If you got an idea for maybe an upcoming episode, something you'd like us to talk about, you got a question, got feedback on today's episode, maybe you want to share with us a book that you wrote or a book that you would recommend for others to read, why don't you tweet that at us and let us know that. We'd be happy to engage with you there. So we are here to try to resource you. We want you to be the best leaders that you can be. So stay tuned. We got more great content coming for you soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of the Craig and Greg Show.